Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 5th of August. I'm Paul White. The 5th of August is the most important day of the year for me. I'm not really even exaggerating. The 5th of August is the day that Natasha and I were married, 1995, on August the 5th. Two 18-year-old kids who knew nothing and took this amazing risk to dedicate their lives to one another. Not everybody thought that was a good idea, and I don't blame them. We were 18. But here we are, 24 years later, happily married, full of meaning and purpose in life, having mostly raised one son, and well on the way to having raised another daughter. I know you don't ever really completely raise them, but you know what I mean. And I don't think we could be happier with the station we're in life, the place that we're in life. I want to honor Natasha today, and I do this partly because it's the right thing to do. It seems to me to be the right thing to do, but also because I don't say enough of some of the things that she brings to what we do. I don't speak it enough, and should. This year, 24 years, our anniversary will be spent flying back from California to Georgia with our kids. We've spent the weekend in Southern California with my brother and his wife and his sons, my nephews. We will have had a great time, I know, because we always do. And we minister in two places, Victorville, California, and Hesperia, California, one home group meeting, one church meeting. As we fly back on the 5th, when you're flying from the West Coast to the East Coast, which is essentially what we're doing, that's a day-long event. And so it'll start about the time the sun comes up, and it'll get done about the time the sun goes down. We'll spend our anniversary doing that, and we couldn't be happier to spend our 24th wedding anniversary doing that. With that said, we probably then, when the kids go back to school on Wednesday, Lucas leaves on Wednesday for college, Lauren goes back to school on Wednesday, maybe Wednesday night, have our own anniversary celebration together. Next year will be 25. We've already begun saving. We're going to try to go to Europe for our 25th wedding anniversary, and we're both very excited about that. And Father willing, that's going to happen. We're saving our nickels and dimes to try to make that happen. But I want to honor her because I was recently in a Q&A sit-down meeting with a group in South Carolina. Natasha got to make that journey with me because it was only about a 3.5-hour drive from home, and it was in the middle of a week, and she went with me. It's the summertime. She wasn't working. And so we did the evening service, and then we sat through like a breakfast Q&A, and a woman whom I'm sure is listening to this podcast because they're faithful listeners made a statement, said, "I don't really have a question, but I just want to make a comment." She was sitting next to Natasha, and she said, I just want to say that whatever it is that you're doing, please keep doing it, because whatever you're doing is making this man available to us in the way that he's available. And I know there's got to be things that happen behind the scenes, and you're supporting and propping him up in a way that makes him available to us. And she said, "So I honor that, and I ask you to keep doing it." And I thought it was such a powerful moment. I did a shoddy job there of relaying how she said it. She said it perfectly. And so I want to say the same thing, because you know that whole statement, behind every man is a great woman and all that. I don't think it's behind. I don't believe in that. I think it's right there with you. I don't ever look at my wife as behind me. She's not even behind the scenes, really. I mean, I understand the statement, but she's right there with me. She's in my heart everywhere, and she's a big part of the meaning of my life. But Natasha allows me to be who I am, and in many, many respects makes me who I am, because I'm so free to relax and be me. I'm at complete and perfect liberty with her, and that allows me to be the real me in front of the Father and then in front of other people, and to express that in a way. We were carrying a conversation the other night at dinner, and I said to her, "You, what what you do in supporting me and taking care of me and being that other part of me that I don't even know how to find, I said, is making an impact on the nations, because I walk out that door and I go give this to people, and what walks out that door is what has been shaped inside that house. And so I honor her for that. Natasha has this amazing ability to hear from the Holy Spirit in a way that I'm not even sure I do. And that rounds out and there are multiple deficiencies that I have, I think, in my walk and in who I am and in my ability to hear from the Father. And she helps plug those holes. Recently, we were both dealing with something. I won't say what it was. It's really nobody's business. But we were both dealing with something. And we were talking to the Father about it. This is what's interesting. Neither of us really knew the other was talking to the Father about it, though we talked to the Father about everything. And about a week into this, we sat down and was talking about things going on in life. It was probably one of our morning coffee sessions. And she began to relate to me what the Holy Spirit had told her 7 days earlier. And remarkably, it was exactly what the Holy Spirit had told me 7 days earlier. It was in regards to the same thing, and yet what he told her shaded a certain way, and what he told me shaded another way. And I stopped when we were talking about it, and I said, are you serious that the Lord told you that? Because at the same time he was telling you that, here's what he was telling me. And when you put them both together, it made perfect sense. Neither of us had discussed it for a week. We didn't have to. The Holy Spirit had literally spoken to a specific thing in both of our hearts. Now, I believe the Holy Spirit does that for anybody. I'm not trying to pitch this or something special. I'm only saying how much I appreciate the fact that that is in my life. It's a vital piece of what you hear, even though you don't hear from her, because she's not a public speaker. Great sources of condemnation over the years have been heaped on her by well-intentioned people who would prophesy that she was going to speak and who would ask her why she didn't get up and say things because it would benefit people. And she suffered through a lot of condemnation for many years because she didn't have that in her heart, and she still doesn't have that in her heart. And so I always try to release her from that condemnation. Say, you don't ever have to get up and say anything. The Father doesn't need you to get up and say anything. You be who you are. What you are is perfect. Now, I didn't give a DDP just praising my spouse, but it is my anniversary. I'm very proud of what the Lord has put in my heart. I want to honor her today. I did all of that not only to talk about my own marriage, but to encourage those of you listening to this podcast that are in marriages. Most of you probably are married. They're not all perfect. Listen, no one has a perfect one, okay? There are going to be struggles. In fact, struggle's okay, because you want someone you can contend with once in a while, right? You want to wrestle a little bit, because that makes you sharper. It really does. You don't want somebody to just agree with everything you say. What in the world's that all about? You want someone that disagrees occasionally, but disagrees intelligently, that gives you feedback you need, even if it's not the feedback you want. You need that. So embrace that. If you have someone that's a little bit contentious, that's fine. Don't look as if that needs to change. But embrace your spouse. This is my encouragement to you before I close. Embrace your spouse as if they are God's perfect gift on the earth to you. We're doing that with our kids in most circles, and that's fine. But we're doing it most often at the expense of our spouse. Because most people, and let me scratch that. I don't want to say most people. A lot of people choose their kids over their spouse because they go, well, my kids have my blood. But I say to you, covenantally, so does your spouse. And treat them that way. And I endeavor to do better with that this year, in my 25th year. And I hope you'll endeavor to do better with that as well. Embrace them as God's greatest gift you could have on the earth, that no one else could possibly, as long as that person is alive, no one else could possibly be a more perfect gift from God for you than them. And you will embrace them with their faults, their failures, their blessings, and you'll be a better man and a better woman on the earth for it. Let's all do that. Have a fantastic day. Tomorrow, on the 6th of August, we get back to work in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm looking forward to it. I'll see you then. God bless.